Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty, rock and rolling is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Ahead of the 2024 NFL Draft, P&G is providing players with essentials from trusted P&G brands like Old Spice to help them be ready for anything as they begin their pro careers. We know the NFL draft comes your way tomorrow evening, and someone that will hear their name in the first round out of Alabama is Dallas Turner, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Dallas, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. How you been?
Man, I'm blessed and thankful. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on board with us. So a lot of people are going to tell me how you should be used at the next level. I know that you'll be willing to do whatever a team tells you, but how do you think you should best be used as a edge rusher in the NFL?
I mean, you said it, edge rusher. So probably rushing the quarterback would probably be, you know, the most prominent thing, but you know, it's still gotta be a football player at the end of the day.
We all know that it's an adjustment going from college to the NFL. What kind of immediate impact do you think you could bring to whatever team calls your name coming up tomorrow evening? I think we're at Dallas. Can you still hear us?
I'm here.
The immediate impact, what do you think you could bring to a team right away to the NFL?
Well, I could definitely bring the energy, you know, the energy to the team. You know, I could definitely bring a good positive mindset into the locker room. But really just the football mindset, you know, just being all about ball. And, you know, just really just willing to work hard and just, you know, just the energy. So, you know, really just inspire the guys, you know, hopefully be inspired by my teammates, you know, to be better every day. So
we know that a lot of guys come from Alabama and they end up having successful careers. Dallas Turner, we just saw recently Will Anderson have a very successful rookie season. When you were with Will together at Alabama, what were you able to learn from him?
I learned a lot more from Will, from his mindset and how he carries himself, from his practice habits to his treatment regimens to, you know, even the time he even goes to sleep at night. So, like, really just about how serious he took the game and how dedicated he was on and off the field to taking care of his body, you know, really just to giving back into the game, stuff like that. So I'll probably say that for sure.
Yeah, he was an incredible leader. You know, it's rare where you see a rookie be able to be a captain on an NFL team, and that's what he had the honor bestowed on him last year. How do you kind of describe your leadership capabilities? Because, hey, you go in the top 10, people not only expect you to dominate on the field, but then also be a leader on and off the field.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, being around the great leaders I've been around at the University of Alabama, like, you know, like Bryce Young, Will Anderson, Jordan Battle, Henry Toto, just to name a few. You know, I kind of know what it takes to be a leader in a way. You know, I kind of know the responsibility that comes with that. And I kind of know how to do it in a way, too, you know, being named a captain myself last year. So, you know, it'll definitely be a good opportunity, you know, to go into an organization, you know, and you know, just pushing guys in the right direction. Honestly, that, you know, even though I'm gonna be doing stuff like that, you know, still gonna bring good energy to the team. You know, I'm still gonna be positive to my guys and stuff. So,
Dallas Turner is my guess. You know, a year ago, everyone was talking about Bryce Young, and we all know he was the number one overall pick. And this year didn't go the way that him or the Panthers wanted it to go. What do you say to people that are doubting if Bryce Young could still be a great NFL quarterback?
Tell them keep doubting. Tell them keep doubting for sure. But Bryce is the type of person. He knows how to play his cards real well. You know, I feel like, you know, the type of dude that Bryce is and how hard he works, you know, and just all the working time that he puts into the game and into his body as well. You know, everything's going to pay out eventually. But, you know, Rome wasn't built in one night. So, you know, it's going to take some time for him, you know, to develop him and his team, you know, and to be a real franchise. So, you know, but really, he's a dog for sure. Just give him some time.
I want to ask you about your quarterback from this past year, Jalen Milroe, because he had the rough spot, but at the end of the year, he started playing some really damn good football. What do you think Jalen Milroe could really turn into as he continues his college journey at Alabama?
In my eyes, I wouldn't be surprised if he wins a Heisman, in my opinion. I ain't gonna lie. Just from knowing from how hard he works. So last year, you know, with Jamil's real first year, you know, starting as a quarterback, playing quarterback, you know, his real first game experience of being a quarterback for the University of Alabama. So, but all of that started in May, June, when this man was coming to 6:30 workouts at 4:30 to get extra work in. So me being me, I like to come to the facility early. So I like to be the first one there. So 6:30 lifts, I will try and get there at 5:45, 5:30. So I'm there at 5:30, 5:45, a whole hour before, and his car is already there. And he's not in it. Like, he's actually in there working out already doing this stuff. And so he started that in June, May or June, either one of those 2 months. And it transpired to the end of the season. So he was doing this from, because I stopped. Like, once it's 6:30, like, what's up? 6:30 was 6:30, because when school started, it's school started. Like, during the summer, you know, you're going to grind, play football and stuff like that. But, like, I was doing 6:30. Like, but he was real consistent and making sure that he put his work in and being the first guy in and the last guy out. Like, that's what I seen from him. And so since I seen that in the summer and seen him carry that into the season, I kind of was never like, I never had no doubt in my mind that he was going to get better as a quarterback and that he was going to grow real fast because he worked and was willing to learn and, you know, just be a sponge to everything. And so, you know, it was really just I was always in his corner. I always had his back no matter what, through the ups and the downs. That was always my quarterback. So,
yeah, I can't wait to see what he does this year with Kalen DeBoer, who's a brilliant offensive mind. But I got to ask you about your ball coach from college and Nick Saban. How did you kind of process? What was the initial reaction when you found out that, okay, this is actually happening, Nick Saban is retiring?
I mean, shoot, I was gone, but really, it was a surprise at first, but it wasn't at the same time. You know, it was just something that you got to keep in the back of your mind. But, you know, it definitely was shocking at first, you know, finding out through social media and Twitter and stuff like that, probably the same way you did. And, you know, it was just like, oh, wow, like it really happened, like, people talk about it, you know, what if this, and it happened. But, you know, I really feel like with Coach DeBoer being there, you know, he's a very good coach. You know, he has a very good track record of, you know, winning and being a dominant program wherever he was at. And so, you know, I really feel like, you know, he's going to fill in those shoes very well, you know, and create his own legacy there. So, yeah.
Do you have an idea of Dallas Turner, where you think you're going to go tomorrow evening?
I mean, if you know, let me know. But now I don't know where I'm going to go tomorrow. So we're going to find out at the same time.
It feels like a lot of people are saying Atlanta. It feels like the Bears. Have you had a lot of conversations with those two teams?
I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of the teams that I visited on, you know, it was a lot of the teams that were possibly picking me up. But, you know, last year we're seeing Will supposed to go at 3 to the Cardinals. And, you know, Houston had traded up to go get him. You know, anything could happen. So, you know, it's just more of a just go with the flow. And so, you know, I'm going with the flow right now. So,
just curious, since you did go up against Jaden Daniels quite a few times in college, what would you tell a team that's thinking about maybe taking Jaden Daniels as a quarterback?
Hey, he threw for 350 yards and ran for over 250 yards in the SEC game.
That's all you got to say. Yeah, man, I can't wait to see what he does. He reminds me like Lamar Jackson, except just with a better arm, I feel like.
I love LJ. LJ is my favorite quarterback, but he got potential to be better than him, in my opinion. I ain't gonna lie, from what I've seen, but yeah, he's definitely a good character. You know, I've been up here cooling with him in the league and Brian, so you know, this has been real good vibes.
All right, yeah, I know you got to run, but before we let you run, tell me what you're doing today with P&G and also Old Spice.
Real happy and excited, you know, for NFL draft, you know, to take this next step. You know, a lot's about to change and, you know, a new team, a new routine, a new home, a new city. But, you know, I know P&G, you know, has the essentials I need to be ready for anything. So, but, you know, just going into this season, you know, they just came out with a new Old Spice total body deodorant, you know, it has my back heading into anything. So, you know, it's gentle enough to use all over, you know, and it gives you that 24/7 freshness, you know, wherever you spray it at from head to toe. You know, to make sure that she's fresh throughout the day. So, yeah, so they helped me a lot throughout this process.
Absolutely love it. Dallas Turner, good luck. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Real time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.